AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Police in Waco, Texas are dealing with a complicated crime scene at a sports bar and grill. It was there a shootout Sunday between five motorcycle gangs left nine bikers dead, 18 injured, and 170 arrested. Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says the forensics team has a big job.
If there's a bullet here, they diagram it and they measure it. If there's a blood splatter 3 feet away, they diagram and measure it. Obviously, that's going to take a while.
In the meantime, the franchise of the bar and grill has been revoked by Twin Peaks, the parent company. Amtrak trains are running again between New York City and Philadelphia, where a derailment last Tuesday left eight people dead and 200 others injured. Dominic Carlino didn't expect his travel routine to return so soon.
I thought this would take even longer than it did to get straightened out and to get the rails running again. So, all in all, I think it was handled appropriately.
A funeral was held today in Queens, New York, for another victim in that train crash. Laura Fenimore was a New York City real estate executive. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports the White House is acknowledging the capture of Ramadi by Islamic militants over the weekend as a blow to the president's efforts to defeat ISIS.
Briefing reporters as the president flew to an appearance in New Jersey, White House spokesman Eric Schultz said there's no denying Ramadi is a setback. But he adds there's also no denying that we will help the Iraqis take back Ramadi. Officials say Obama knows the fight against the Islamic State group will be long and difficult, especially in Sunni-dominated Anbar province.
Colonel Steve Warren, who speaks for the Pentagon, says the militants' temporary victory in Ramadi does not signal the group's overall strength in Iraq. This is AP Radio News. Another Republican has entered the race for the White House, sort of.
Overall, across the entire breadth and depth of the battlefield, we believe that ISIL is on the defensive.
Republicans clashed over the future of government surveillance programs today, highlighting a deep divide among the GOP's 2016 presidential clash over whether the National Security Agency should be collecting the phone records of citizens in the name of preventing violence. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrial Average finished the day up 26 points. The S&P 500 index was up about 6, and the NASDAQ composite was up about 8. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.